This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, maybe dressed in holiday style, but they are also attracting pickpockets. No matter what city you're in our region, it can happen in Des Moines, Indianapolis, or Columbus, Detroit, Minneapolis, Chicago, but be alert and aware of your surroundings and crowds. And they don't just want your wallet, they can snatch that phone too. The Chicago Tribune reports pickpocket incidents on the CTA trains in the city are up 13% this year. And sometimes the pickpockets team up. I had this happen to me in Brazil a few years ago. It was a group of several teens that created a ruckus. While one, lightning fast, stuck his hand into my right pocket. He came up empty. I was lucky that time. It isn't grabbing the headlines every day, but North Dakota keeps producing more and more oil. The figures released for October show the highest monthly total ever in that state, at the rate of 1.39 million barrels a day for more than 15,300 oil wells. And they are continuing to drill. 67 oil rigs are drilling in North Dakota right now. That's 2 more than a month ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, we're seeing the first soybean deals between the United States and China in 7 months. And that has stirred some optimism at the grain trade. It helped lift the bean prices to start the new week, this last full trading week of 2018. The soybean sales are good news, but traders want to see more, especially against a backdrop of favorable soybean growing weather in Brazil and pressure on the outside markets. Altogether, the Chinese last week bought more than 1.4 million metric tons of beans from the United States, and there's news of some corn being sold for export to Mexico and Japan, the top 2 foreign markets the U.S. corn grower has. At a graduation ceremony, you can expect the unexpected. And University of Missouri students were a little bit shocked the other day when a dairy cow showed up for a graduation photo shoot. The Columbia, Missourian reports senior animal sciences major Massimo Montalbano brought his 3-year-old cow, Amelia. Well, not his, but Massimo had worked with the cow and others through his undergraduate studies at the University Dairy Farm. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.